It's crazy to smoke. We all know that because it's so bad for your health. But going to work and sitting at a desk? The Telegraph's headline this morning is Working in an Office as Bad as Smoking. They've picked up on a study published in The Lancet. It's of a million people and it suggests that if you sit at a desk for 8 hours a day, then you increase your risk of premature death by 60%. But if you're active for 1 hour, even just going for a walk, then you undo that damage. Well, the man leading the research was Professor Ulf Ekelund from the Norwegian School of Sports Sciences, and he's here in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with that headline. Is it true that sitting at a desk for 8 hours is as bad as smoking?
Well, I would say physical inactivity is as bad as smoking. So if you compare smokers with non-smokers, and if you theoretically could take all non-smokers to be non-smokers, and you could take all those who are inactive to become active, then the risk are more or less the same.
Okay, I think I'm following you there. But you particularly, well, there's a number of things you pick up there, but one, it's the inactivity. So it's being written up as going to work for 8 hours, but if you were sitting on your sofa for 8 hours, it's obviously the same thing.
Yeah. Now, I mean, what we found in our research was basically that if you are physically active for an hour a day, at least an hour a day, such as walking or bicycling, you could offset the risk of prolonged sitting or sitting for more than 8 hours. That was the main finding of our study.
Okay, there are also fashions at the moment for people to raise their desks and stand. Does that undo some of the problems?
I don't think there's much evidence for that. I think there is strong evidence that you should break up your sitting time by doing activity. I mean, and I think it's okay to just take a short walk, to go and get some coffee at the coffee machine or something similar, but just standing up may not be associated with any improved health.
Okay, so you're not necessarily talking about head out for an hour, brisk, fast walk or a cycle. You can break up this hour by lots of walks to the kitchen.
You can do that, but I would also recommend trying to engineer physical activity into your everyday life and using the stairs rather than the escalators or the lift.
So there are, and that will make a huge difference from the sounds of this?
It will make a difference. I mean, we know that if on the population level, if we could increase physical activity by 10 to 20 minutes, we would have a very much reduced risk of many chronic diseases and also premature mortality.
I thought you were going to say that you couldn't compare it to smoking, but the idea that they are comparable is it's extraordinary, isn't it? Because one, you're obviously taking in carcinogens, pollutants, a whole series of bad things. The other, you're just sitting.
Yeah, but I mean, the number of deaths attributable to physical inactivity, which we published in the first Lancet series 4 years ago, is more than 5 million people globally. And that is very comparable to the number of deaths from smoking.
So all it takes is a bit of activity and that will make the significant difference. And we should talk about the scale, of course. It's a million people you looked at this, so it's a fair...
That's true. We summarised data from 13 studies, including a million people. And I think it's the public health message is sit less, move more, and the more the better.